Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome you to another episode on MBKI Radio Broadcasting Network. Prepare yourselves and get ready and allow the Spirit of the Lord to transform your mind. And here's your host, Apostle Anthony Baxter.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
Amen, amen. I want to welcome each and every person to MBKI's Beta Mentoring Conference line. We've been off the line here for a couple of weeks, getting some things together. God is a good God. We give him all the glory and all the praise. How many of you know that it was because of God you woke up? Because the enemy wanted to kill you in your sleep. But God, seeing you through, he gave you the breath of life to wake up to a new day. So because of that, we should rejoice no matter what is going on in this day or how this day has turned out or will turn out. Amen. We should be grateful for God for waking us up to a new day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and just play a couple of songs here and let everybody get their minds right. Amen. For the word that God has. Amen. So go ahead and let God move in your spirit.
Oh, oh. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause they're always on time.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? Some of us have been in some really tight spots, but God always have come through. It may not be the way we want it or how we want it, but he has always come through. Amen. He's a friend to the end. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks to you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do in us, to us, through us, and for us. You are a great God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that carried his children out of Egypt and watched over them in the wilderness, fed them, clothed them, split the Red Sea to protect them, loved them despite of themselves. Father, we just stand before you now, Lord God, just asking you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our iniquities, our shortcomings, our rebelliousness, our selfishness, our self-centeredness. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to walk, talk, and act more like you, O God. O Father, the Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect, Lord. Hallelujah. Through your Spirit, Lord God, teach us. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of how to be perfect in an unperfect world. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We want to praise your holy name, Father. Hallelujah, for being a good God. We want to thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the kingdom that you have in heaven. Hallelujah. Help us, teach us, and mold us in living our lives on this earth, in this kingdom, in the way in which you have designed for us to live it in your kingdom. Open the eyes and open the ears of your people, Lord God, that they may hear and that they may see what it is, Father God, that you have for them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So again, we are here on Beta Mentoring. Beta Mentoring, amen, is a line where individuals can come that are new to the prophetic, new to the things of God, but have a strong desire and calling to understand more of him and the prophetic gifts that he has placed within you. Everyone needs a place to exercise their gifts, practice in the things in which they desire to be perfect in. So we have, through the glory of God and grace of God, came up with this line to allow individuals to move prophetically in the giftings that God has given. We have individuals that come forth with sermonettes that share the prophetic that has come to them. Amen. Hallelujah. And many seers have been birthed out of this mentoring line, moving even greater and their sight being sharpened from exercising their gift on this line. So if you're one that know that you're gifted prophetically and that God wants to use you, but you're still questioning, is it God that I hear or is it me? Are you? You don't think you hear from God, you're in the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to be talking about his kingdom and the principles of the kingdom. How many of you believe or understand that there are kingdoms that each and every species upon the earth and outside of the earth live in? You have the animal kingdom. You have the birds, you have the lions, you have the animals that walk upon the earth. And in their kingdom, there's particular principles. that they live by, that God has set for them. Amen. You have the water kingdom. Amen. Those things that are in the water. Amen. Fish and all kind of other things that are in the water. And that's a kingdom. Amen. And they live by certain principles that the animals on the earth don't live by. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you have us, as human beings, animals that are living upon the earth. But we have principles that we are to live by, set by those that run the earth. Amen. But in the kingdom of God, there are principles as well. So if we call ourselves children of God, if we have transformed ourselves and our lives through the Spirit of God, we have become children of God, and we are heirs of the kingdom of God. But are we living by the principles that the kingdom of God runs by? See, a fish is not going to live by the principles upon the earth in the animal kingdom on the earth, because it's in the water. Amen? See, we as being sanctified, purified, and revived people of God must live by principles of God and his kingdom, because we did not come, or we are not from this kingdom. We are just coming by. This is a pit stop into the kingdom in which we have come from. Amen? So let's just name seven principles of God's kingdom. Amen? The kingdom of God has a principle called love. We can see that this principle on the earth is being transformed to hate, because that's all you see. You see stabbings and killings and this race against that race. And, you know, certain races are coming into America and they're being taught not to associate with particular races. So we can see where love and unity is not of this world, but it is a principle of God's kingdom. Faith. God's kingdom operates upon faith, belief, trust in the true and living God. But see, on the earth, they tell us to trust in ourselves. Amen? But that's not the principle we as believers should be living by. But I'm coming to find it is the principle that many of us are living by, that we believe in God, we say we love God, but we make the choices for ourselves. We don't speak to God about what we do. We don't repent to God for what we do that we shouldn't do. We make an excuse for it. Amen? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is another principle of the kingdom of God. He says, forgive and you shall be forgiven. But the earth says, no. You are to seek revenge. You are to retaliate, you know, an eye for an eye. Amen. Judging. The principles in the kingdom of God, God is the judge. And the principle of his kingdom is judging. Amen. Now, to understand that, the Bible tells us to discern the Spirit and know that it is of God. So what we're doing is we're not judging the person. We're judging the character. We're judging the behaviors. We're judging to see if they're operating in a fashion and way that is conducive to the will of God. Amen? See, on the earth, we just live any old way. There is no judge. There is no really right way of living or wrong way of living. You just do what you do depending on how you may feel. Just do it. Isn't that what Nike say? Just do it. Prayer. Prayer is another principle in the kingdom of God. If you go into, you're ready to go into the kingdom, you will see people worshiping and praying, worshiping God and praying. Amen. We ought to worship and praise and pray to the Father. What is prayer? Speaking to him, talking to him, just like I'm talking to you right now. I think we've really taken this prayer thing to a whole nother level, because individuals say, well, I don't know how to pray. Well, if you know how to talk, you know how to pray. If you can talk to me, you can pray, because all you're doing is talking to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But praying here on the earth has a whole different context. Praying is praying on people. Like, what can I get from that person over there that looks like they got a lot of stuff, and praying on them to get what it is you want. So prayer, giving. Giving is a principle of the kingdom of God. Because as you give, you're helping someone that needs help. Amen. That way, everyone has and everyone is satisfied. No one is greater, no one is lesser, because we all have. Amen. If you look in the Bible, it talks about them selling all of their possessions, and the proceeds they laid at the apostles' feet. So if you had nothing, you automatically came into something. Everybody was on an even playing field. If you needed it, the apostles will divvy it out to you. Everyone had. Amen. We live in a world today where people don't want to help individuals. And I'm talking about even family members. You know, you have the well-to-dos that want to look down on the ones that aren't doing too well. Amen. That's not God. God says, help pick them up and bring them to your level, or not exceeding your level. Amen. Hallelujah. And power. Power. See, in the kingdom of God, it's the Spirit of God that gives us the power to do great things. Amen. But what we do here on the earth is we chase after a false power in money, in possessions. Because, see, people assume if I got a lot of money, then I got a lot of power. And to a degree, that's what it looks like. Because those that have a lot of money seem to have a lot of power. Amen. We call them the one percenters that are causing a lot of catastrophes upon the earth, because they can, because they have the money. Amen. But when you're wrapped in God, his supernatural power over exceeds anything that money could ever think, give, do, or accomplish. Amen. Glory be to God. So these seven principles we're going to be going over the next 7 weeks. We're going to take one principle a week, and we're just going to dissect it. We're going to look into it so we can get an understanding of the principles we ought to be moving in being children of the Most High God. Amen. So we're going to be looking today at love. Love. If you turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 22, we're going to read verse 37 and 38. Out of all the commands, love is the greatest command that has been given. It says in Matthew 22 and verse 37, says Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind. So that's with everything that is in you. All of you, the whole you. Love them with everything. It says in verse 38 that this is the first and greatest command. So it's letting us know there that this is the greatest command of love. And the second greatest, it says in verse 39, is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, I think a lot of the problem here is people just don't love their self. Because the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thy love yourself. So if you ain't loving your neighbor, maybe you just don't love yourself. Maybe you just don't love yourself. These are commands that have been given, and these two commands are the high priority, we can call it, to love God with everything that is in you and to love those that are all around you. Not just your neighbor on the left-hand side of your apartment or your home and your neighbor on the right-hand side. Your neighbor are other people. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 14 and verse 15, it says, if ye love me, keep my command. So we say we love God, but God says, if you love me, you will keep my command. Well, he gave us a command to love him and to love those around us. So are you following the command that has been given? Because if you aren't, then do you really love Christ? Because he said, if you love me. The if is, do you love me or do you not? But if you do, you will be following his command. Will we trip up and stumble? Yes, but we know if we're tripping up with our, and we know if we just blatantly don't do it. So do you, we're going to move on. We're going to move on. But you understand what I'm saying. It says in verse 24 of John 14, it says, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. I'm going to stop right there. So those that don't love him don't keep his sayings, don't follow his commands. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. So he's saying that you're not following, you don't think you're following my word. It ain't me. It's not my word. It's my Father's word. It's God's word. That's loving God. Let's look at loving people. Go to John 13 and 35. John 13 and verse 35. It says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So are you a disciple of Christ? Because if you are, you will have love one for another. Amen? I want to say something here. You know, we're speaking upon love. We're speaking of the principle of the kingdom of God, a major principle that we as believers should be living in here on the earth as it is in heaven. But we seem to have been rocked to sleep and brainwashed to believe that this is not important. But it is, because if you love Christ,
you will do to the best of your ability what he is calling for us to do. And one of those things is to love God with everything. And secondly, to love his creation, our brothers and our sisters. But do we? The Bible says in John chapter 15 and 12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Let me help you to understand. You were tore up from the floor. You were rebellious. You weren't even thinking about God. You maybe even cursed God, but guess what? He loved you anyhow. He loved you enough to where when you decided to turn and ask him to forgive you of your sins, he forgives you as far as the east is from the west. And now you are able to live, hallelujah, eternally with him in heaven. He loved you that much. So that individual that had character assassinated you, talked about you, ridiculed you, you should have the same type of love for him as Christ had for you. That's what he's talking about. Loving people, that's what we're talking about, y'all. Loving people, listen. 1 John chapter 3 and 11 reads this, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Let's skip down to 14. It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So you can't get no plainer than that. You ain't got to figure that out. You ain't got to go to some prophet and ask him to tell you what that means. It's straight. If you don't love your brothers, if you don't love your brother, amen, you're abiding in death. Amen. Verse 16 reads this in 1 John chapter 3. It says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lie down our lives for the brethren. What is it saying? That we should be willing to lay down our lives. We should be able to give our last. We should be able to walk with our brother that's going through something. We should be able to. But what we do is we say, oh, no, man, I ain't doing no, man. I can't help you, man. I mean, I don't get paid until next week, and all I got is just $300 that got to get me through. Man, can't $300, $300, man, $25 to get you through. Help your brother. That's what we are called to do. Amen. Verse 17 of 1 John chapter 3 reads this, but whoso hath the world's goods, but whoso hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, who dwelleth the love of God in him. Who dwelleth the love of God in him. So having the ability of doing for your brother, but having no compassion for him, just willing to see him suffer, willing to see him and his family out in the street sleeping in a car when you got a four-bedroom house and you the only one to live in it. Come on now. Verse 18, my little children, let us not love the word, neither the tongue, but in deed and in truth. So people will lie. They'll tell you anything. They'll do anything. But it's telling us, let us not love what is being spoken, but more so, what is being done? What is being done? Person to tell you anything and do nothing. Amen. Love. Talking about love, people. You know, it's easy to love someone that loves you, but what about loving your enemies? What about loving your enemies? Go to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. It tells us in verse 44, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, see, it's broken down. It's broken down. See, we're supposed to bless those that curse us. We're supposed to do good to those that hate us. And we're supposed to pray for those that use us and persecute us. Pray for them. Because, see, somebody that's persecuting you may try to kill you if you go up in their face. You see? So somebody hates you, love the hell out of them. Just do good. Be good. Amen. Those that are cursing you, just bless them. Amen. See, if you do these things, God got your back. Bible says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So when you do, hallelujah, what the Lord is asking of you to do, believe me, God is not a God to where he shall lie. He's not a man. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Verse 45 in Matthew chapter 5 says this, "Let ye may be the children of thy fathers, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." Verse 46, "For if ye love them which you love, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same?" So as I was saying, it takes nothing to love someone that loves you. But it takes a lot to love somebody that hates you. It takes a lot to love somebody that has character assassinated you. It takes a lot to love somebody that's cheated on you. It takes a lot. You see what happens in relationships and marriages today, as an individual falls into the trap of the enemy and they may step out in their marriage, now that person that stepped out has become an enemy to that wife or to that husband. And they run for the board and don't want nothing to do with the individual, da 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 da. But I truly believe, and if you speak to some of these married couples that have been married 40, 50 years, you'll come to find that they had to go through some horrendous stuff. Amen. Some of them went through adulterous affairs. Some of them went through some stuff that it took a lot to overcome and to continue to love as God has called for us to love our enemies, those that despitefully use us or come against us, hurt us, and these type of things. Amen. Proverbs 25 and 21 tells us, "If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink." Now, see, the world say, if he hungry, man, he's just going to die because I ain't going to give him nothing. I'm just going to sit right up there and watch him croak while I eat a cheeseburger. That's not God. It's for us to love all people. All people. Just like Christ loves all people, even you. The excellence of love, the excellence of love. Let's talk about that. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 4 through 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to read verse 4 through 8. The excellence of love. What is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. What is love? Love is excellent. Patience, kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, isn't proud nor rude, doesn't seek for self but is looking for things for others, isn't easily angered, doesn't keep records of wrong. This is love. I believe what we have on the earth is a watered down version of love. As long as I'm getting what I feel I'm supposed to get, then hey, I will love. But if I feel I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get, I ain't loving no more. That's not of God. That's loving with conditions. And most individuals, I'm not going to say most, let me take that back. There are individuals that love with conditions. Amen? Amen? Ask an individual, if your significant other cheated on you, would you leave them? Most of the people say, yep. Well, there's a condition right there. If you cheat, I'm leaving. Okay? That's a condition. Bible says that love perseveres. It goes through. It doesn't run from. Amen. Did you know that love is a royal law? It's a royal law. Look at Romans chapter 13 and verse 8 and 10. Read what it says there. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 and 10. Amen. It reads this. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Love is a royal law. Verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. So if you love, you have fulfilled the law. If you loved, amen, hallelujah, you're walking as Christ walked on the earth because he loved all, even those that plucked out his beard, that beat him, that just mistreated him. He loved them. Why? Because he said, Father, forgive those. They know not what they do. He said, forgive them, Lord. Forgive them. Would you forgive somebody that brutally beat you, raped you? God gives us his love. God gives us his love. Because it's only through God's love that we can love in a fashion and way in which we have been speaking of. Now, again, the world has a love, but it does not compute to the love of God because there's stipulations in it. Amen. You do this, I'll do that. Amen. Romans 5:5 says this, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So how do we get the love of God? By accepting God into our lives. As his Holy Spirit enter in, the transformation begins. And you will find yourself being more compassionate, more loving, more patient. Others, as you continue to grow and mature in the things of God. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give thanks, honor, and praise to you for your love that you have given us through your Spirit. Father God, love is the greatest of all the commandments, Lord. And we just ask, Father, that through your wisdom and your Spirit, Lord God, that you will teach us, help us to walk in true love, loving not just you, God, but loving people, loving our enemies, understanding the excellence of your love, and that it's a royal law to love. It's a kingdom law to love. Father, we have been in this world, and some of us have become like the world. I just pray, Father, that you will help transform those that have been conformed into a worldly fashion, that they may walk according to your principles that you have set for your people to walk here on the earth as it is in heaven. Oh God, I just pray that your ministering angels will continue to minister to those that are listening to this now and those that will listen to it on other streaming engines and however they listen to it, but stamp your anointing, your seal of approval upon this, Lord, that when they hear it, hallelujah, that it will seep into their soul, Lord God, and transform their minds. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We glorify you and magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank each and every person that has come on today. Hallelujah. To hear the principles that are in God's kingdom that we need to live here. See, we need to practice the principles here so we can take them up there. Amen. Glory be to God. Continue to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Continue to pray without ceasing. Continue to love thy neighbor as thyself, and continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Until next week, we love you. Have a good weekend. God bless you.